Shalom. Welcome to another episode of Inspiration from Zion. I'm Jonathan Feldstein, and I have the privilege of being your host, coming to you from the Judean Mountains here in Israel. I like to refer to it as the original Bible Belt. Inspiration from Zion is a program of the Genesis 1-2-3 Foundation, whose mission is to build bridges between Jews and Christians with Israel in ways that are new, unique, and meaningful. I pray that you will find this all of those. Through this program, we're excited to connect you to people and stories in and relating to Israel, to give you a window to look through, experiencing aspects of life here that you might not otherwise know about. We want this to be interactive, so please be in touch with us at inspirationfromzion@gmail.com and send along any questions and any comments about any topic anytime. Or you can reach us at genesis123.co or follow and like Inspiration from Zion on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Stay tuned until the end, where we're also going to share an exciting opportunity, and please feel free to share this with others who will also find it of interest. Today, we're offering you something in case you missed. On May 15th this year, we hosted the Global Prayer for Israel. This is a tremendous event, huge amount of work and infrastructure with people praying for Israel over 6 hours from all around the world. Dozens of countries, I lost count. In many different languages from every continent except Antarctica. And we were praying then for the hostages, for the safety and success of the IDF, and to change the hearts of God's enemies, of our enemies here in Israel. And I want to share with you one segment of that today, which I think is particularly relevant and unfortunately still very necessary. And I hope that you'll find it interesting, informative, inspiring, meaningful, and will enable you to take a pause during the middle of listening and follow this and take a break and pray along with us and continue to do so, because we definitely, definitely continue to need your prayers. If you've stayed with us to the end, we always have a gift, a reward. Almost from the beginning of this program, we've established a special gift. We call it From Jonathan's Bookshelf. And every month, we give away one copy of a fabulous book to somebody who follows and likes Inspiration from Zion on social media. And then when you like, comment, and share the link to this program, we pick one person at random. And since last summer, we've been offering a copy of our own book. It's an amazing book. Inspiration from Zion is the name of our podcast, Israel the Miracle. We're offering you a copy of Israel the Miracle. It's a $75 book we're offering you for free. And all you need to do is share and like and comment any place for Inspiration from Zion on our social media. Anyway, we're grateful that this podcast is sponsored by our friends at the Willeron Greenhouse in Culpeper, Virginia. If you're in the area and need something, please pop in or go and say thanks for helping make programs like this possible. And also special thanks to our friends, the Coyne family, as well. Inspiration from Zion and all the Genesis 1-2-3 programs are made possible by donations. So please consider joining us to help continue the dialogue and build bridges. This episode is sponsored in honor, in honor of all the hostages and their families, that they have strength, that they come home soon, even those who are not alive, for a proper Jewish burial, and give comfort to their families. If you'd like to sponsor a future episode in honor or memory of a loved one or special occasion, please be in touch at inspirationfromzion
Good evening, everyone from Israel. My name is David Nekrutman, Executive Director of the Isaiah Projects, with my co-host, Shirley Burdick from the 10 Gentiles. We welcome you to the Genesis 1-2-3 Foundation Global Prayer Event for Israel. Thank you so much for participating in this wonderful sacred event. It is our honor to be stewards of this particular hour that is a prayer for the releasing of our hostages. In Judaism, we have a liturgy that we've developed over time that speaks to this particular moment, particular hour, and I would like to begin with this particular prayer. May he who blessed our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Aaron, David, and Solomon, bless, protect, and guard the members of the Israel Defense Forces missing in action or held captive, and other captives among our brethren, the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, as we, the members of this holy gathering, pray on their behalf. May the Holy One, blessed be He, have compassion on them, bring them out from darkness and the shadow of death. May He break their bonds, deliver them from their distress, and bring them swiftly back to their families' embrace. Give thanks to the Eternal for His loving kindness and for the wonders He does for the children of people. May there be fulfilled in them the verse, those redeemed by the Eternal will return. They will enter Zion with singing and everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. And we all say, amen.
Amen.
We're going to have many nations represented this evening, and our first nations that are coming to pray are from the United States, from Japan, and from China. And I would like to introduce our first person from a nation of Japan, Hiromi.
I think we're first doing a short video.
We are doing a short video.
And hold on, I want to give some statistics for the hostages. So thank you for the prayer, David. 252 hostages were taken on October 7th. 112 civilians were released and rescued. A body of 12 hostages were recovered, and still 128 hostages remain in Gaza. They're not all alive because we have already found that 36 are dead, but their bodies were held in Gaza. Like David said, today we have in this first hour of global prayer events, we have voices from eight nations plus Israel, Jews and the Christians coming together to pray for hostages' release, for God's comfort and the provision for them in their unthinkable condition, and also for their families. I think we have a video next.
Shalom, this is Jonathan Feldstein with the Genesis 1-2-3 Foundation. I am having really the true privilege of just meeting Ilan Tiv, who is the daughter of a hostage currently being held in Gaza, whose name is Keith Siegel. Keith is an American, a dual citizen, American, Israeli, and he was taken hostage along with his wife, who fortunately was released after 51 days, but Keith is still there. And Ilan, honestly, it's really emotional for me to speak to you, but I'm very grateful for you making the time today to tell us about your father and help us as we begin an hour of prayers for the hostages who are still being held, your father specifically, and for you and your family. Can you tell us about your father?
Yes, my dad is 64. In a few days, he will be 65. And he's an American citizen. He grew up in Chapel Hill in North Carolina. And when he was 21, he came to Israel and married my mom. And they lived in Kibbutz Kfar Aza for almost around 40 years. I have three siblings, and my dad is a loving father, and he's a really gentle person. He likes people. He's a people person. He likes to listen. He likes to talk to people. And he really loves music, all kinds of music. He has five grandchildren, and he's an amazing grandpa. His grandkids really wait for him to come back home and play with them and laugh with them and go to hikes in Israel, which we love to do.
You know, my son was called up on October 7th and October 8th. He was in Kfar Aza. He's a paratrooper. And one of the things that was so hard for me about him being called up and then eventually going into Gaza is not knowing where he is and what's going on. I know you don't know. I mean, you know from your mother who's sitting next to you, and she's obviously shared many of the experiences. I don't know if they were together or not, but this not knowing, how do we as Jews and Christians together pray for your father and pray for the 132 other hostages who are still being held, not knowing their situation?
So I can share with you what we do as a family. We do two things. One is we picture him in our minds, in our thoughts, and smiling and with other people around him. We really try to imagine, picture him in our heads and in our thoughts as surviving this moment in the very best, if you can say. And the other thing is we send him we send him powers or send him energies, and we really say it out loud that we wish him that we wish that he eats food that fills his stomach and that he can sleep at night, and he believes that he will come home as soon as possible. And we all do it, like the grown-ups and the kids send him those powers and energies and really believing that he's getting them.
That's very helpful and very emotional. And even though we don't know your father, we will be posting pictures and pictures of the other hostages so people can imagine them at the peak of their lives with their families, celebrating and being strong and praying God, praying that they'll be back to you very, very soon. One more thing, Ilan, how do we pray for you, for your family, for all of the other hostage families? I know it's heartbreaking. I know I can't imagine honestly how you get through the day, but how do we pray for you?
So first, I would say that the prayer of our loved ones being back to us as soon as possible, and that somehow the leaders of this world and this region will have the ability to bring them home to their families. And for us, I guess to stay positive, to believe, one of the hardest things for us is to keep the hope, you know, to keep it in our minds and really feel it, because sometimes it goes away. And to stay together, to feel the power and feel the people that love us, support us at this time, like you all doing, to stay strong and stay in a belief that we can do more all the time that they would come home.
Well, you've definitely guided us, and I know that there's so much more that we can and will be praying about, and I'm grateful for you taking these few minutes to help us do that. And I look forward, and I know I speak on behalf of all the thousands of people who are participating in this global prayer for Israel, that we look forward also to celebrating with you and your father and his 65th birthday and many, many, many other birthdays and happy occasions with you as a family together, God willing.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ilan. We're praying for you.
As we continue in our hour of praying for the hostages' return, I just want to give a moment of a thank you to Jonathan Feldstein, because I just came back from visiting some of the families at Shvayim who were evacuated from Kfar Aza, but we worked with Avi Shimriz, whose son was taken hostage and unfortunately killed, but we created a yellow wristband of Bring Them Home Now. And it's one of the initiatives that we did together. I just want to acknowledge the organizational partner, Jonathan Feldstein, throughout the entire war of working together on things that are really important to help with Israel on the war front. Again, as I said before, the video came in. We have three nations represented in the next few minutes, one from Japan, one from the United States, and one from China. And I would like to introduce Hiromi Karabata from Japan.
Hi. So, should I begin?
Yes, please.
Okay. Sure. All right. It's already 1 a.m. your time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you for staying up for us.
Yeah. All right. Let me pray. You're God, the God of Israel, our Lord. Today we gather, especially to remember all the hostages that are held in Gaza in the hands of Hamas. For Tamir, Shaban, Hamza, Yosef, Muhammad, Liri, Edan, Farhan, Matan, Noah, Karina, Sahar, Uriel, Ohad, Ron, Agam, Gali, Ziv, the Bivas family, Elkanah, Rom, Yagev, Amit, Tal, Itai, Elia, Nimrod, Amiram, Ariel, David, Alexander, Ori, Eviatar, Sagui, Itzik, Carmel, Itzhak, Daniel, Guy, Meni, Hadar, Oren, Romy, Ran, Gad, Inbar, Maxim, Orion, Pauline, Etan, Lair, Sahi, Bipin, Ofer, Segev, Andre, Bar, Shai, Etan, Nama, Or, Oded, Alexander, Shlomo, Almog, Avera, Yoram, Omri, Loitu, Abraham, Moshe, Abraham, Munder, Omer, Tamir, Michel, Yosef, Alon Oher, who I was able to meet his mom in Japan, Avinathan, Dror, Daniel, Oz, Daniel Perez, Chaim, Nadav, Lior, Mord, Almog, Eli, Yossi, Oron, Omer, Tal, Idan, Keith, Doron, Itai, Alexander, Judy, Ilan, Omer, Hanan, Ohad, Yaakov, Arber, Dolev, Edan, Netan, Shlomi. It's been 221 days, a very, very long time. Oh, the hearts of all the families of these hostages, oh, please have mercy on them. Oh, Lord, please bring them back as soon as possible. Bring them back and help the IDF to locate them. All those that are sick, please, and are in tough conditions, please heal them. Let them live let them survive until the hands of Israel, the army, reaches them and is able to bring them back home. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Hiromi, thank you very much for that heartfelt prayer. We ask Kathleen Ault to come in from the United States. Kathleen?
Yes, sorry, I was muted. Okay, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Kathleen.
Okay. I will start my prayer. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Abba, Father, we come before you with bowed heads and hearts. We repent of all of our sins and thank you for forgiving us. We lift our hearts and our hands, knowing you hear us. You see everything, the horrors, the dismay, the grief, the sorrow, the anguish, the injustice, the cries of your people, your chosen ones, the apple of your eye, and of those who love your people, rise to your ears. We expect a miracle and thank you in advance. You see every hostage and know them by name. You see all that they've endured, and we thank you for your intervention and immediate release today. Your hand is not too short that it cannot reach. You know the anguish of their souls and collect every tear they cry. You hear them, and you have not turned a deaf ear. You will arise and scatter your enemies. Do what only you can do, the impossible. What is impossible with man is possible with you. With you, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Thank you for supernaturally freeing every hostage. Thank you, they will be let go, rescued by the IDF, or walk out by divine intervention in plain sight. Until that moment, supernaturally sustain them, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Fill them with your hope and your peace that passes all understanding. Reveal yourself to them. Show them you are the fourth man in this fiery furnace, as in Daniel. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. In his name, amen and Selah.
Thank you very much, Kathleen, from the United States, for for our next person who's interceding on behalf of the hostages still in Gaza would be Ruth Wan from China.
Lord
in heaven, our Father in heaven, we all come together to pray for all those hostages that are still in Gaza.
主，我们用诗篇一百一十九篇第二十二段的经文来呼求。 耶和华呀, 愿我们的呼求达到你面前。
And Lord, we will use Psalm 19, verse 22 to pray to you. No, that's not correct. Psalm 119?
119. The
verse
169.
Oh, Psalm 119, verse 169. May my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your words.
愿我们的恳求达到你面前。
May my supplication come before you, delivering me according to your purpose.
Yeah, 175. 愿你的孩子们的性命都得以存活，得以赞美你。
Let me live that I may praise you, and may your law sustain me.
主，我们来到你的面前祷告，因为你是信实的神，你是满有恩典怜悯的神。Lord,
we come before you to pray because, Lord, you are a faithful God and you are full of mercy and grace.
我们相信过去的两百多天，你与每一个你的孩子们同在。
We believe that in the past 220-some days, Lord, you have been with your people.
我们恳求你继续地与他们同在。
We pray that you continue to be with them.
就像当年你与约瑟同在一样。
Just like when you were with Joseph.
主，我们也求你特别与每一个家庭同在。
Lord, we specifically pray that you will be with every family.
保守他们的信心，持久地在你面前呼求。
Protect their faith that they continue to call before you, in front of you.
回应他们的祷告。
Answer their prayers.
我们恳求你以我们的犹太弥赛亚的宝贵的名求。
And we pray in the Jewish Messiah's name.
Amen.
Amen.
As remarkable and miraculous as Israel is, and its very existence a testimony to God's faithfulness, in many ways, Israel's like most other countries. Just as there are parents anywhere who have stronger and weaker parenting abilities, and adults become a product of situations in their lives that they cannot control, making their ability to raise and care for their own children even harder, that's true in Israel as well. The Genesis 1-2-3 Foundation is committed and takes the mandate seriously to care for the least of these, our brothers, our children. We're committed to bless and strengthen orphans and at-risk youth, to invest in them, to empower them, so that their future will be brighter than their past or their present. But Israel is unique in that there are always threats of war and terror which know no bounds. For children who come from homes that are not safe, sometimes the very scary reality of living in a community that's not safe is too much to bear. We are committed to turning orphans and at-risk youth into children of promise. We fund a variety of programs to help those most in need as widely as we can. We invite and encourage you to join us today so that we can ensure their brighter tomorrow. Please visit genesis123.co to find out more and to send your love and most generous donation today.
Thank you very much, Ruth. I'm going to give it over to my co-host, Shirley, to introduce the next nations.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, David. Earlier, Hiromi read all the names, and I just want to let everyone know that almost every Seder table in Israel read those names, Seder night, and pray for them. And almost everyone in Israel has a necklace like this, say, bring them home now. So I'm so privileged to be with all of you, all eight nations plus Israel, to pray for the hostages today. Our next group, we should have Pastor Souza from Kenya and Rick from Canada, Hanale from Israel, and Jean Seto from Taiwan. I think Pastor Souza is having difficulties to join because the internet is not always stable in Kenya. So let's move on to, I see Jean is here. Jean, can we start with you, please?
Yes, would you like to translate?
Oh, Jean, your English is perfect. Please.
Okay.
Please.
On behalf of all the Christians from Taiwan, I would like to ask Father Abba, you're so powerful and you're so merciful and full of love. We ask you to show Hamas all the sins, all the mistakes they have made, they have committed. And we ask you to release those innocent hostages. They have been there, suffered, tortured for such a long time. And regardless if they're Israelis or any other nations, we ask you to show the Hamas that it's about time to release them and to end of all this atrocity. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Is Hanalit here from Israel? No. Also, Rick from Canada is having difficulties joining also.
So we would like to and segue into introducing Jonathan Feldstein, our sponsor for the entire global prayer event. And I just want to take a moment before Jonathan just speaks. I just want to say this is an amazing prayer event because Jews and Christians coming together in their languages, praying on this day. This is what is supposed to mean as the covenantal relationship between what Jews and Christians are sharing in expressing the kingdom of God. I've known Jonathan well over 24 years. And just to be at this moment to fulfill another chapter in biblical prophecy and moving kingdom a little bit further, where we're coming together in crisis, but we know that God is a powerful God, and hopefully the hostage will come home in the embrace of their families. Jonathan.
David, thank you. Shirley, thank you.
Before you start, I want to say something also, and I just want to say that I've known Jonathan for, 5 years now? And we've done some very practical projects together, like soup for the soldiers in the wintertime, watermelons for the soldiers, guarding Gush Etzion area in the summertime, and a number of prayer events like this, and also the Holocaust Survivor Project that we did together in Male Adumim. So it has been great pleasure working with Jonathan, who is really in the forefront of Jewish and Christian relationship together with David. So it's really our privilege to be together today.
Thank you. Thank you, Shirley and David. I did not realize how emotional this would be. First of all, coming finally after months, that this is now the first hour of a 6-hour prayer event that's taking place all night here in Israel. And Hiromi, I have to thank you. I'm going to cry again just thinking how you so beautifully, just all you needed to do is read their names. It's so emotional. So thank you for that. Today we picked May 15th deliberately to host this global prayer for Israel because it's the day our enemies call the Nakba, the catastrophe of Israel's existence. And we together, thousands of Jews and Christians all over the world, are bringing something positive into the day, positive that I believe God is hearing and will answer and will set a new tone for what May 15th is all about. I want to thank Kathleen Ault, my friend Kathleen Lucan, who opened up in prayer and also pushed me back in January that we needed to make this event happen. And for Laura Densmore, who's not here, but who ran with it and really made this so successful. I've told her directly, we could not have done this without her. To all of the sponsors whose names and organizations you're seeing, to the moderators, David and Shirley of this hour and several others coming for the next 6 hours. And I hope you all stay with us for the whole time and see how great they are. And to everyone praying today and everyone who's joining. We're thousands of people from approximately 50 countries, including countries that don't have diplomatic relations with Israel. This is an important job to do. It's an important job to do in general and especially today. And I always say, you know, God doesn't need us. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't need our prayer. He doesn't need our activities. He doesn't need the global prayer for Israel. He can do whatever he wants and he will. But I believe it's important. I believe this gives us the opportunity to be God's partner, to show him that we care, to kick the door open with a force of our prayers that is more powerful than anything, and to flood his inbox, which is what I like to say. This is also, as David mentioned, it's unprecedented. I don't know that we've ever had a group of Jews and Christians together over the whole world for something like this over such a great period of time. And more than my praying, I do pray that all of our collective words rise to heaven and that they are answered now, this hour for the hostages and the next hour for the soldiers and their success and their safety and for the families of the hostages and the soldiers and for changing the hearts of our enemies who today still try to annihilate us, not accepting that May 15th was prophecy rather than catastrophe. I thank you all, and I look forward to the rest of your prayers. God bless you.
As we move in, as we move to other intercessors coming in from different nations, just one more thing. I just want to acknowledge that Jonathan, right from the beginning of the war, helped us evacuate 50 families from Mishen and helped provide a safe harbor in Jerusalem when missiles were coming over from Gaza into the right across from the mandated evacuation line. So again, this just speaks to, on the Jewish side, the unity that we have between us from 24 years ago until today. And then to have that covenantal bond with Shirley, who I met 15 years ago, we were speaking about this morning. It's just, this is really incredible. So indeed, we are coming together and God is hearing our words. I'm going to let Shirley introduce the next four intercessors.
Excellent. Next, we have Michal from Poland, Anna from Israel, and also Susie from Israel.
As well as Mike Isley from Texas.
Yes, Mike from Texas.
Which may be a country unto itself, but
my new best friend, Mike. Excellent. Michal, would you like to start? Voice from Poland. You represent entire Poland.
Yes, as a representative of Polish people, I would like, on the beginning, I said that I'm very touched to being with you all guys, and prayer to our Father. And I start reading from Psalm 18. He said, I adore you, O Lord, my strength, O Lord, my crag, my fortress, my rescuer, my God, my rock, in whom I seek refuge. My shield, my mighty champion, my heaven. All praise, I called on the Lord, and I was delivered from my enemies. Heavenly Father, We pray to you because you are our rescuer, and you are a rescuer of Israel, and you are almighty, and you have power to break all hatred for Israel, all anti-Semitism, and you also have power to bring peace, shalom, to whole Israel, and especially for hostages, and you can deliver them without any harm. You have such power, and we please you release your power to show your miracles once more. And we pray also for families, and give them strength, give them patience, give them love, support them in every need. You are really our shield, our rock. We can trust you in all our hearts. And we pray to you because your name is holy. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Michal. Is Anna here?
Hello, everyone.
Yes, thank you,
Anna. Thank you very much for being invited. I'm speaking from Sderot, so we might hear the IDF in first sight. As Michal said, amen, everyone, first of all. And Michal mentioned the miracles God made us, and we pray that he will continue to cherish all the world with love. I will read Psalm 105. Odu la'Adonai kir'u v'shmo, הודיעו בעמים עלילותיו, שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו, התעללו בשם קודשו, ישמח לב מבקשי אדוני, דרשו אדוני ועוזו, בקשו פניו תמיד. זכרו נפלאותיו אשר עשה, מובטיו ומשפטי פיו, זרע אברהם עבדו, בני יעקב בחיריו, הוא אדוני אלוהינו בכל הארץ משפטיו, זכר לעולם בריתו, דבר ציווה לאלף דור. אשר קראת את אברהם ושבועתו לישחק, ויעמידיה ליעקב לחוק לישראל ברית עולם. לאמור לך אתן את ארץ כנען חבל נחלתכם, בהיותם מתי מספר כמעט וגרים בה, והתהלכו מגוי אל גוי מממלכה אל עם אחר, לא הניח אדם לעושקם ויוחק עליהם מלכים. אל תיגעו במשיחי ולנביאי אל תראו. ויקרא רעב על הארץ, כל מטה לחם שבר, שלח לפניהם איש לעבד נמכר יוסף, עינו בכבל רגלו, ברזל באה נפשו, עד עת בו דברו אמרת אדוני צרפת הוא, שלח מלך ויתיראו מושל עמים ויפתחהו, שמו אדון לביתו ומושל בכל קניינו, לאסור שריו בנפשו וזקניו יחכם, ויבוא ישראל מצרים ויעקב גר בארץ חם, ויפר את עמו מאוד ויעצימהו מצריו, הפך ליבם לשנוא עמו להתנכל בעבדיו, שלח משה עבדו אהרון אשר בחר בו. שמו בם דברי אותותיו ומופתים בארץ חם, שלח חושך ויחשיך ולא מרו את דברו, הפך את מימיהם לדם וימת את דגתם. שרץ ארצם צפרדעים בחדרי מלכיהם, אמר ויבוא הרוב קינים בכל גבולם, נתן גשמיהם ברד אש להבות בארצם, ויח גפנם וטענתם וישבר עץ גבולם, אמר ויבוא הרבה וילק ואין מספר, ויאכל כל עשב בארצם ויאכל פרי אדמתם, ויח כל בכור בארצם ראשית לכל עונם, ויוציאם בכסף וזהב, ואין בשבטיו כושל, שמח מצרים בצאתם כי נפל פחדם עליהם. פרס ענן למסך ואש להעיר לילה, שאל ויבא סלב ולחם שמיים מזביעים. פתח צור ויזובו מים הלכו בציות נהר, כי זכר את דבר קודשו את אברהם עבדו, ויוציא עמו וששון ברינה את בחיריו, ויתן להם ארצות גויים ועמה לאומים ירשו. בעבור שמרו חוקיו ותורותיו ימצורו, הללויה. Thank you, everyone.
Anna, could you repeat which psalm was that?
105.
Psalm 105. Thank you so much. Thank you.
The restoration of Jewish sovereignty in the land of Israel was an earth-shattering event. For Christians, it was a confirmation that God always keeps his covenantal promises. Today, we are blessed to see God's fingerprints in the modern miracle of the land of Israel playing out in our lives among the people and in the state of Israel. This year, on the occasion of Israel's 75th anniversary, the Genesis 123 Foundation has been privileged to bring together 75 Christian leaders from around the world to lend their unique voices, sharing their personal faith experiences relating to Israel and their in-depth insight into Israel's history and spiritual significance to create an historical, one-of-a-kind, high-end coffee table book, Israel the Miracle. Israel the Miracle's stunning imagery will fill your home with the hope of fulfilled promises and conversations about Israel. It's a perfect gift to anybody for any occasion, and most of all, to yourself. You'll also be a blessing to Israel, knowing that the proceeds will go to bless Israelis of all backgrounds. Be a part of Israel the Miracle and bring the land, the people, and the state of Israel into your heart and into your home. Visit israelthemiracle.com to get your limited edition copy today.
Mike from Texas, would you please give us your prayer for the hostages?
First of all, I want to thank David, Jonathan, and Shirley for allowing me to have this great honor. My first trip to Israel was in 1980, and I've been many, many times, and all my friends have been in the IDF. I never thought I would be thinking and praying for my friends' children today who are in the IDF. So, first of all, I'll be reading Psalm of David, Psalm 23. A Psalm of David. Adonai is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Adonai forever. Heavenly Father, today we lift up every square inch of the land of Israel. Lord, we lift up every boy and girl, every man and woman who is in the IDF or in any other capacity serving the nation of Israel. We ask that your angels, that you, Father, cover them with your wings and protect them. We thank you for the land of Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We are so honored to be able to speak to you this day and ask for your guidance and your protection. Lord, I'm from the United States. I'm from the country of Texas. And I say, in the name of the Messiah, I pray for all the citizens and all my friends and brothers in Texas and sisters. We lift up all these wonderful kids, all these men and women. Ask that you protect them, give them the arms that they need, give them the everything that they need. And we just thank you in the name of the Messiah. And we glorify your name today. And thank you for this time. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mike. And Susie, would you like to give us your prayer, please?
Thank you, Jonathan, and everyone for making time for this prayer, especially needed as the situation goes on much longer than we thought it would, that we need to continue to lift up our voices collectively on behalf of these hostages, be voices for the voiceless right now. And I really just felt the tenderness and brokenness in Mike's prayer. So thank you, Mike, for your tears, because they convey something words can't, and we all have shed them. Abba, you said in your word in Jeremiah 15:21, I will save you from the hands of the wicked and deliver you from the grasp of the cruel. And you also said in Isaiah 49:9, to say to the prisoners, come out. To those in darkness, show yourselves. So you can come out and feed along the paths, and all the high hills will be your pastures. Abba, you see every single captive. You see Ram, you see Yagev, you see Almog and Noah, you see Shiri, Bibas, you see the families, Lord, and we're asking you on behalf of all of the captives that you would set them free. Lord, we know nothing but a miracle is going to make this possible, God. There may be negotiations, but we're asking you to stretch out your hand and open their prison doors and set them free. Like you delivered during the Exodus, we thank you, God, that you have all the power over this Pharaoh-like spirit in Hamas. And as we said through the prophet Moses, let your people go. We declare that your people are going to be let go. We thank you, Abba, that there's healing and restoration for their spirits, for their body, for their soul when they come out of this captivity. And we thank you, Lord, as we wait for them, that you comfort the waiting families, that you be with those who are already mourning because they know the state of their loved ones and they're awaiting their return. We pray, Lord, keep every single family full of hope that you will show your might and your power and your mercy again, and that all the nations will know that there is still a God in Israel. We pray this, B'Shem Yeshua. Amen.
Thank you so much for all the intercessory prayers. And our hearts and our tears are with the families who are going through so much. The uncertainty is the thing for these families, not knowing what is exactly happening at this moment and where they are exactly located. We ask that our leaders and our international partners and governments to help with this cause, to locate specifically where they are so we can rescue them. In Judaism, we often use liturgy to have a springboard to connect with God. And during this time in synagogues all around the world, after every single prayer, we pray three times a day, there are psalms that we say. And one of those psalms include Psalm 121, a song of ascents. I lift my eyes up to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the eternal, maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot stumble. He who guards you does not slumber. See, the guardian of Israel neither slumbers or sleeps. The eternal is your guardian. The eternal is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor moon by night. The eternal will guard you from all harm. He will guard your life. The eternal will guard your going and coming, now and forevermore. And let us say amen. I'm going to ask Shirley, our co-host, to also give off a spontaneous prayer for our hostages now.
Lord, thank you so much that we get a chance to all be together to lift our voices from the nations and in Israel for the hostages. The babies, Lord, that we saw in the pictures, that they had their first birthday or second birthday or fourth birthday, fifth birthday, Lord. Some of them are still there. And the girls, the young girls, Lord, we lift all of them up, and the elderlies, grandma, grandpas, Lord, we lift all of them up. We don't know if they're still alive. We don't know how they're treated. We don't know if they have food, if they're being kept in tunnels, in darkness all the time, Lord. But you know every single one of them. You made them. You know the every single strand of the hair on their head. And we lift them up to you today, Lord, that you'll watch every single one of them, that you will bring them home quickly in your miraculous ways. And Lord, you show yourself to us, to the nations. Lord, we desperately need to see that, Lord, you are in control in all of these situations. And the nation needs to know your power, needs to know your name, Lord. And we pray that for your name's sake, that you do this.
Thank you, Shirley. Thank you so much. We're going to end off also in Israel with Ronit Barzel for our intercessory prayer.
Yes. Thank you very much for letting me join. Very emotional listening to all of you from overseas. I've decided to choose Psalm 64. I'll say it first in Hebrew, the language that I pray in, and then I'll translate. Lamnatech mizmor leDavid, Shema Elohim koli besichi mipachad oyev titzor chayai. Tastireni misod mireim mergeshet poale aven, asher shananu kacherev leshonam darko, chitzam davar ma. לראות במסתרים תם, פתאום ירוהו ולא יראו. יחזקו למו דבר רע, יספרו לטמון מוקשים, אמרו מי יראה למו. יחפשו עוולות תומנו, חפש מחופש, בקרב איש ולב עמוק. ויורם אלוהים חץ, פתאום היו מכותם. ויכשלוהו אלומו... לשונם יתנודדו כל רואי בם, ויראו כל אדם, ויגידו פועל אלוהים, ומעשהו השכילו. ישמח צדיק באדוני וחס עבו, ויתעללו כל ישרי לב. In English, this is Psalm 64. O God, hear my anguished voice. From a dreadful foe, protect my life. Hide me from the malicious crowd, the mob of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords, bend their bows of poison words. They shoot at the innocent from ambush. They shoot him in a moment and do not fear. They resolve on their wicked plan. They conspire to set snares. They say, who will see us? They devise wicked schemes, conceal the schemes they devise. The designs of their hearts are hidden. God shoots an arrow at them. In a moment they are struck down. They are brought down by their own tongues. All who see them flee. Every person fears and proclaims God's actions. They ponder his deeds. The right rejoices and takes refuge in the Lord. All the upright give praise. And I would like to add, like everyone else, that my prayer is directed towards Hashem, our God, that for the welfare of the hostages who are still alive, that those who are not will be brought back for Jewish burial in Israel, and that everyone is reunited with their families, that the IDF soldiers and all those others who are involved in this huge war that is just developing further, that everyone be safe, that they come home to their families, that is, this war is... comes to an end speedily, and that the whole of the country will be united, and that we will see more of Hashem's miracles, because we already have seen some that are small and some that are greater, and we look forward to seeing much more. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ronit, for those warmful words, and always going back to the Psalms as an inspiration to where we take our prayers to. I'm inspired by Jonathan immensely. He has a special calling for youth at risk. I mean, we've done a lot during the war, but you really you've been called, Jonathan, to this. And I just want to say a few things. I know there's a video coming along, but I just want to say anyone who donates $100 gets a copy of Israel the Miracle and includes shipping. And anyone who donates $7.60 enters into a special drawing to receive one of six copies of Israel the Miracle and one of the six IDF soft shell winter jackets, which is also Jonathan's thing during the war. I don't know how many jackets he's bought, but indeed, I've seen boxes being loaded into this car all the time. And then just know that donations can go to his Israel emergency campaign at www.genesis123.co. And just be encouraged that you're going to be helping out youth at risk, but also don't forget to sign the petition to release the hostages on the same website, www.genesis123.co. And my understanding is that there will be a video right now.
Before we start the video, we actually still have one more prayer from Jessica.
I know, I was going to end off with Jessica.
Can we do that? Ah, wonderful. Okay, sorry. Jessica, so be ready after the video.
Jessica, you should be ready right after the video.
Mm-hmm.
Just a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. Okay.
Jessica, just wait. Just wait a second.
From the beginning, the Genesis 123 Foundation has been supporting at-risk youth in Israel. Providing for the future of Israel's most vulnerable is also one of its most important investments. Seeing the challenges and difficulties that the youth are facing, it became an immediate priority and a responsibility to lend a helping hand wherever help was needed. Since then, the Genesis 123 Foundation has traveled all over Israel, creating a safe space for at-risk youth to receive the love and support they so desperately crave. We provide essential therapies to help them overcome their challenges, celebrating bar and bat mitzvahs for children whose families are without means, supporting families evacuated from dangerous border areas, giving the kids something fun and engaging, and giving their parents an important respite. After-school academic support to help kids keep up with their studies, a cornerstone for their future. Comforting orphans and other children who witnessed unspeakable horrors and loss. We will continue to support at-risk youth so that the future generations can have a chance at a life of fulfilled dreams and become outstanding members of society. Each child is an opportunity to show kindness and mercy, and each precious child teaches us just how sacred this work truly is. Come alongside us today to pray and support youth at risk in Israel.
And coming from China is Jessica Dong.
Okay. Yeah. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Jessica.
We can hear you, Jessica.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. All right. So I need to translate. 亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much.
让我们与我们的长兄以色列，主啊，我们站在一起。
That we can today pray with our big brother Israel together.
我们的心,主啊,与他们在一起,我们的长兄正在遭受,哦,攻击神。
Our hearts and our voice are together with them, and we're bowing down to you.
主啊,我们为了这些人质,主啊,我们向你祷告,我们向你呼吁,我们向你祈求。
We're crying out to you and we beg you for the release of these hostages.
是的,主啊,你说与人世所挪的也可以夺回,强暴人所强的也可以解救,这是你的话。
It is your words that the lost will be found, and the one the taken will be restored. It is your these are your words.
你的话我们相信，你的话是信实的。
We believe in your words. Your word, you are faithful to your words.
主啊，我们相信你愿，主啊，你的应许，主啊，你说无论他们在哪里，你要带他们回来。
Lord, we believe in your words that no matter where your children are, you will bring them home and you will bring your the hostages home. You will bring them home.
神啊，求你来听他们祷告，他们无论在哪里向你呼求，主啊，求你，你的膀臂没有缩短。
And the Lord, when they pray to you, please hear their prayers. No matter where they are in the deepest corner, deepest death, Lord, you listen to their prayers. Your arms are not shortened. Your arms are extended to them.
你是他们的神。哦，你是以你是亚伯拉罕，你是以撒，你是雅各的神。你是以色列的圣者。You are
their God. You are God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you are God of Israel. Lord, our Father in heaven, we thank you for hearing our prayers. Amen.
Thank you very much, Jessica. Prayers from,
thank you.
From China. Again, another language coming in, fulfilling another biblical prophecy that all languages will be acknowledging the God of Israel. And standing with the nation of Israel. Just to let you know that as we're closing this session, but to participate in other sessions, please go back to the lobby and join the next session that will be live from there. But before we sign off, a few words. A, thank you to all the sponsors that made this happen. Thank you to Genesis 123 Foundation for having the call in their in Jonathan's heart to make this happen, actualize it at this moment on May 15th, a sacred date for all of us to show the biblical prophecies being fulfilled. But more importantly, I would say to you that on October 7th, even when you were a non-Jew, you were considered a Jew by Hamas. And still in captivity, we have both Jew and non-Jew. That means all of the hostages are considered Jews. And in fact, when Israel is having that memory of the hostages missing, it's all the hostages. It's not Jewish hostages. So I think this is an important takeaway of what it means to be part and parcel of the covenantal bond with Israel. We treat all of them as us, and you are treating us like you. So I wish to sign off and say thank you to my co-host, Shirley, for an amazing hour of prayer. May these words be heard by God. Thank you and blessings from Israel.
If you've stayed with us this long, then you know by now, at the end of every episode, we give out a special gift. From almost the very beginning of this podcast, we've offered this special gift. We call it From Jonathan's Bookshelf. All we ask is that you do. Is follow and like Inspiration from Zion on all of our social media. And when you comment and share the link to this program, we select one person at random each month. Each month, we've been offering a different book in the past, but today, this month, as we've been doing since last fall, we're offering a special copy of our own book, Israel the Miracle. Israel the Miracle is an incredible volume you're going to want to have in your home to bless you and your families. And it's a $75 value that we're going to offer you for free. So please follow and like and share and comment on the link to this. We're always grateful that this podcast is sponsored by our friends at the Willow Run Greenhouse in Culpeper, Virginia. If you're ever in the area, please pop in and thank them for helping make conversations like this possible. And also, special thanks for the Coyne family for their meaningful sponsorship. Inspiration from Zion and the Genesis 123 programs are all made possible by donations, so please consider joining us to help continue the dialogue and build bridges. If you'd like to sponsor a future episode in honor or memory of a loved one or special occasion, please be in touch at inspirationfromzion@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your comments as well, always as part of a dialogue, and invite you to send any questions, especially questions you have about traditional Judaism, for our Ask the Rabbi programs. Please share this with others who also find it of interest, and continue to join us right here as we bring you more meaningful conversations about unique topics relating to Israel that you won't hear anywhere else. Wherever you are in the world, I pray that you and your loved ones are all safe and healthy, and I send my blessings from right here in the Judean Mountains. God bless you.
Hallelujah.